You are listening to the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry podcast. The mission of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry is to encourage Christians and non-believers to study the foundational principles in the Bible to be able to know what you believe and why you believe it. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become more effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. Ephesians 4:11-12. And now we have Dr. Ben Pennington, founder and president of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry.
Welcome everyone to today's podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Pennington. The mission of the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry is to encourage Christians and non-believers to study the foundational principles in the Bible so they will be able to know what they believe and why they believe it. Our mission is to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ and to become more effective witnesses and save souls for Christ. That's Ephesians 4:11-12. Our ministry podcasts are covering lessons on foundational biblical doctrines and principles in the Bible, from the doctrine of creation in Genesis to the return of Christ in the book of Revelation. We upload blogs, study guides, and answer sheets each week that accompany our podcast to help you study the Word of God so you will know what you believe and why you believe it. In our first five podcasts, we presented evidence proving that our Holy Bible is the actual Word of God. You can download all of the first five podcasts and the accompanying blogs, study guides, and answer sheets on our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. There's one more task we need to take care of before launching into our series of Bible lessons on foundational biblical doctrines. We need to discuss tools and resources you can use that will be very helpful in your personal Bible study. Why should we study the Holy Bible? Is prayer a Bible study tool? What is the four-part prayer? When and where should I have my personal Bible study? There are 50 English versions of the Bible. How do I choose the right one for me? Can maps, Bible dictionaries, commentaries, and other Bible tools help me understand the Word of God? Do I have to go to a bookstore and spend hundreds of dollars on Bible study tools? Or are there free online resources I can use? I'm glad you asked. Let's get started answering these questions in our Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry podcast number 6, which we've titled Study to Show Thyself Approved, Part 1, Bible Study Tools. Why study the Holy Bible? Our Bible gives us basic instructions for daily living. Our Bible is God's personalized message to you. Our Bible offers direction, encouragement, and support. Our Bible gives you insight into the mind of God and His will for your life. Our Bible is God's infallible word. Our God and our Bible can do anything but fail. Our Bible contains no errors. God's word is perfect, for He is perfect. God didn't lose any of His books. There are no lost books, and there will be no new books added to our Bible. Our Bible starts with Genesis and ends with Revelation. It's complete. Our Bible is the only source for absolute divine authority. God's word will not return void, but it will do what God intended it to do. It will accomplish God's purpose. By consistently studying your Bible, you will grow spiritually and you will be equipped to live out the calling that God has for your life. Prayer is your first Bible study tool. Prayer can be defined as a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God as an object of worship. Prayer is a way of communicating with God. Prayer is a way to have a loving relationship with the God that created you. Prayer provides a way for you to talk to God. Prayer is a form of worship. Prayer is your first Bible study tool. Starting your daily Bible study with prayer opens the door and creates the climate for a close encounter with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing, that is, to pray continually. There are 650 prayers mentioned in our Bible, and there are approximately 450 recorded answers to prayer in our Bible. The first prayer in our Bible is found in Genesis 4:26, and it says, Seth also fathered a son and named him Enosh. At that time, people began to worship in the Lord's name. Worshiping the name of the Lord is a form of prayer. Our last prayer in the Bible is found in Revelation 22:20. The one who bears witness to these things says, Yes, I'm coming soon, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. There are 25 references to Jesus praying in our Bible. There are 41 references to Paul in prayer in our Bible. Our Bible mentions praying while sitting down. Our Bible mentions prayer while standing up. Our Bible mentions praying while kneeling. Our Bible mentions praying with our heads bowed and our face to the ground. Our Bible mentions praying with your heads lifted up. There are many ways to pray, and they all lead to the same result, communication with God and spiritual growth. I would recommend that you begin and end each of your personal Bible study sessions with a prayer. I would also recommend that your prayer has four distinct parts. Part one of your prayer should be acknowledgement. Proverbs 3:6 tells us in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Worshippers should first give acknowledgement to our all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present, eternal God. Acknowledge him as being your banner, your peace, your sword, and your shield. Acknowledge him as being your provider and your healer. Acknowledge him as your creator. Acknowledge him as the creator of all things. Acknowledge him, for he is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Acknowledge him for who he is. Acknowledge him for what he has already done, and acknowledge him for what he's about to do. Part one of your prayer is acknowledgement. Part two of your prayer is confession. Confession can be defined as an admission of sin with a sincere desire for repentance and reconciliation. Romans 3:23 says, "We have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God." You need to come clean with God. Don't hold back. Fess up. Nothing is hidden from him. Confession proves that you are aware of your condition and that you are not blinded by pride. Confessions are not meant to make God know our sins. God already knows, for he sees all and hears all. Confession is for us to acknowledge our sins and our sinful condition. Tell him where you've fallen short and ask him for forgiveness. Ask God to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Part two of your prayer is confession. Part three of your prayer is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can be defined as an expression of gratitude to God. Before you bring your petitions and requests to God, you need to thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for what he's already blessed you with. Reflect back on where he's brought you from. Be specific. Have an attitude of gratitude. Part three of your prayer is thanksgiving. Part four is supplication. Supplication can be defined as humbly and earnestly asking God for something. I must admit that I'm guilty of starting my prayers too many times with supplication or asking God for something without acknowledging, confessing, or giving thanks first for what he's already done. My prayer life definitely has room for improvement. Physician, heal thyself. Philippians 4:7 says, "Don't be anxious about anything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Hebrews 4:16 says it this way, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Part four of your prayer is supplication. An easy way for remembering your four-part prayer is by using the ACTS acronym, ACTS. The A is for acknowledge, the C is for confession, the T is for thanksgiving, and the S is for supplication, ACTS, A-C-T-S, the four-part prayer. When and where to study your Bible. You should have as a goal to make your Bible study a regular habit. It's helpful to designate a specific time and place where you will study your Bible each day. I prefer early morning in my office, but that's my personal preference. You have to decide the time and place each day that works for you. The place where you study should be quiet and with little or no distractions. Think of this as your just me and God time. Studying in a quiet place allows you to concentrate, reflect, and meditate and hear what God is speaking to you through the scriptures. Decide the place and time and be consistent. Say a prayer prior to each session and ask God to help you understand and reveal His word and His will for your life. Read and reread each chapter and verse several times for understanding. Have a journal nearby where you can record your thoughts as you hear what God is speaking to you. Next, you need to choose a Bible version. You need to find a Bible translation and reading level that works for you. There are three main types of Bibles and Bible translations. The first one is word-for-word translations, also known as formal equivalence translations, and they retain much of the form and structure of the original language. The King James Version, also known as the KJV, and the English Standard Version, also known as the ESV, are two types of word-for-word translations Bible. The second types of Bibles are called the thought-for-thought translations. These are also known as dynamic equivalent translations. They convey essential meanings of the original authors. The New International Version, also known as the NIV, and the Common English Bible, also known as the CEB, are two types of thought-for-thought translation Bibles. The third type of Bibles are paraphrased Bibles, and they are not really translations. These Bibles reword the scriptures using common language and contemporary phrases. The New Century Version, also known as the NCV, and the Good News Bible, also known as the GNB, are two types of paraphrased Bibles. It's important that you choose a Bible that meets your specific needs. I use two versions for my personal Bible study, the King James Version and the Common English Bible. But once again, choose the Bible or Bibles that meet your specific needs. It has to work for you if it's going to work. We've created a document that we hope will help you make your Bible translation choice. You can find the document at the end of our Study to Show Thyself Approved Part 1 Bible Study Tools blog on our website. Now that you've chosen your Bible translation or translations, let's look at a few Bible study tools. We've already mentioned that prayer is your first tool, but there are many other tools that you can also use in your Bible study. Maps. Maps are tools that provide external evidence outside of the Bible to help you gain a more concrete understanding of events that took place in the Bible. The use of a Bible map is helpful in obtaining a deeper understanding of biblical events. For example, let's assume you're reading Exodus 12:37, where Pharaoh let the children of Israel leave Egypt as they traveled from Ramses to Succoth. Looking at a Bible study map, you could see that the journey started in Goshen in the Nile River Delta north of the Ramses pyramids. Using a Bible study map, you could also see that the journey ended where the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River near Jericho, about 15 miles from Jerusalem. Using a Bible study map like the Rose Then and Now Bible map, you can determine that the journey could have been made in less than 2 weeks, but it actually took 40 years. In fact, Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, that their 40-year journey from Egypt to the Promised Land could have only taken 11 days if the 12 spies he sent out had brought back a good report and believed God would allow them to defeat the inhabitants of the land. 10 of the 12 spies had brought back a bad report. The majority report from 10 of the 12 spies was that they saw the inhabitants in the Promised Land as giants, and they saw themselves as grasshoppers. The minority report of Joshua and Caleb was that the children of Israel should go forth and fight the inhabitants in the Promised Land, and that God would give them victory over their enemies, just as He had promised. God became angry with the children of Israel that had believed the majority report of the 10 spies and had them wander in the desert 40 years until all of them had died. The children of the non-believers crossed over the River Jordan and inhabited the Promised Land. There are serious consequences for not believing and following God. A Bible study map is a helpful tool that will allow you to get a more concrete understanding of events in our Bible. Bible dictionaries. Bible dictionaries are helpful reference tools that will aid in the definition of English and some Hebrew or Greek words. For example, if you are reading about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in Matthew 27:46, you will come across an agonizing cry Jesus made while suffering in pain on the cross. Jesus said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." Using a Bible dictionary, you will find the interpretation being, my God, why have you forsaken me?" A Bible dictionary also would have given you a cross-reference of the same quote in Psalms 22:1. Most Bible dictionaries provide scripture references for words, pronunciation guides, parts of speech, and sometimes synonyms. Most Bible dictionaries will give you background information on Bible names, subjects, and places. My favorite Bible dictionary is the Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary, but there are many others you can find in your local Bible bookstore. Bible dictionaries are very helpful Bible study reference tools. Bible commentaries. A Bible commentary is a written, systematic explanation and interpretation of Scripture by a Bible scholar. Most commentaries give an explanation of the books of the Bible, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. For example, if you were reading Daniel's vision in Daniel 7:9-14, you would notice that he references a person called the Ancient of Days, who was seated on the judgment throne and court was in session with 100 million angels worshiping him. The scripture said 10,000 by 10,000, which, by the way, is 100 million angels. Daniel also references a person called the Son of Man, who came with the clouds of heaven, who came to the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days gave the Son of Man a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. The Son of Man's dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed. A good explanation for this passage of scripture can be found in a Bible commentary. My personal preference is the Matthew Henry commentary on the whole Bible. But once again, that works for me. That's my personal preference. You should find a commentary that works best for you. I think you should also know that the Ancient of Days is God the Father, and the Son of Man that Daniel talked about is Jesus Christ. Bible concordances. A Bible concordance lists words and phrases found in our Bible and gives references where the words and phrases are found in the various 66 books in our Bible. The cross-reference verses are very helpful when seeking an understanding of the meaning of terms in the context in which they are used. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance is the most widely known and popular concordance. It includes a Greek and Hebrew dictionary for a better understanding of the original meaning of the words. However, the Nay's Topical and the Tory's Topical are two other concordances that are used. Interlinear Bibles. An interlinear Bible shows the Hebrew and Greek texts with a direct English translation below each word. These Bibles contain Strong's Exhaustive Concordance reference numbers, so you don't need prior knowledge of Hebrew or Greek to get a deeper understanding of the scriptures. One of the best interlinear Bibles is the Hendrickson Publishers Interlinear Hebrew Greek English Bible with Strong's Concordance numbers above each word. There are other type Bibles, but once again, I encourage you to find the one that works best for you. Online Bible resources. I'm the bearer of good news, especially if you don't want to spend several hundred dollars purchasing Bibles, Macs, dictionaries, and other Bible study tools. There are a lot of free online resources for Bibles, dictionaries, and tools. One of the best online places for free Bible study tools is at www.BibleStudyTools.com. Another very excellent location for free online Bible study tools is www.BibleGateway.com. Let's sum up the main points in today's lesson, which we've titled Study to Show Thyself Approved, Part 1, Bible Study Tools. Our Bible gives us basic instructions for daily living. By consistently studying your Bible, you will grow spiritually and you will be equipped to live out the calling that God has for your life. Prayer is your first Bible study tool. An effective prayer can be a four-part prayer. An easy way to remember the four parts of the prayer is the ACTS acronym. A is for acknowledge, C is for confession, T is for thanksgiving, and the S is for supplication or request to God for something. Your goal is to have a daily Bible study in a quiet place with little or no distractions. Choose a Bible version and reading level that works for you. There are three main categories of Bible translations: word-for-word translation Bibles, thought-for-thought translation Bibles, and paraphrase Bibles. Paraphrase Bibles are actually not translations. These Bibles reword the scriptures using common language and contemporary phrases. We have a Bible translation categories and reading levels chart on our website that's useful when considering your Bible choice from the various translations and options available. Bible maps, dictionaries, and other tools are useful during your Bible study. You can purchase the various Bible study books and resources at a neighborhood Christian bookstore, or you can access them for free online at either www.BibleStudyTools.com or www.BibleGateway.com. Please share this podcast on your social network. If, after hearing today's podcast, you've decided to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please repeat the salvation prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you today as a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I'm asking for salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. I accept him now as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm asking that you create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. I pray that I will lead a new life that will glorify and honor you daily. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you. Amen. 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 If you have accepted Christ, please visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. Click on the Salvation tab and download the ABCs of Salvation document, along with the article, The Next Steps After Salvation. If you have any questions about the content discussed in today's podcast, or if you are seeking an answer to a specific Bible question, you can send me an email. Also, we are available for speaking engagements, conferences, and workshops. My email address is drben@foundationalbtm.org. That's drben@foundationalbtm.org. Please share our podcast on your social network platforms.
If you want additional information on today's podcast topic, feel free to visit our website at www.foundationalbtm.org and download our study guide and answer sheet that accompanies today's podcast topic. We upload new blogs, podcasts, study guides, and answer sheets weekly. If you would like to be notified when new materials have been uploaded, just click on the subscribe tab on our website. We are a listener-supported ministry. Please help the Foundational Biblical Teaching Ministry continue the work of teaching Bible lessons that equip us with information to help us know what we believe and why we believe it. You can make a donation to help the ongoing work of our ministry by visiting our website at www.foundationalbtm.org. That's FoundationalBTM.org. And click on the donation tab. Your generous contribution will be greatly appreciated and will help us continue the work of this ministry. And now, back to Dr. Ben.
I pray that this podcast was useful to you and will help to improve the quality of your personal Bible study time. What is the inductive Bible study method? How do we interpret the Bible? What are the genres of the Old Testament books? What are the genres of the New Testament books? What is the first recommended Old Testament book to study? What is the first recommended New Testament book to study? How can a journal help me with my personal Bible study? I'm glad you asked. In our next podcast, titled Study to Show Thyself Approved, Part 2, Bible Study Methods, we will address and answer these questions. Please share this podcast on your social network. This is Dr. Ben, signing off for now. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.